Hi, everyone. Welcome inside the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex. I'm Missy Matthews, joined today by Bob Labriola and our special guest, Team President Art Rooney II. Art, thanks as always for joining us for our season-ending show.
Good to be with you.
Let's start with just a general your general assessment of the 2017 season.
Well, we won 13 games, won our division, and swept the division. So you know, a lot of good things to take from the regular season, and winning 13 games in this league is not easy. So happy with that accomplishment. Obviously, we disappointed in the results in the playoff, and so you know, need to learn our lessons there. Number one, you can't turn the ball over against good teams. But you know, we feel like there are a lot of positives that hopefully we can build on coming out of that season.
In terms of head coach Mike Tomlin, someone that you speak with after the season, how did you think he did in terms of handling maybe some of the unfortunate situations off the field, but also, like you said, having 13 wins in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like I said, it's not easy winning 13 games in this league. So, you know, you gotta give coach credit for that. Him and his staff, I think, did a good job, winning that many games, and a lot of games we had to come back from behind, which I think a good team needs to be able to do that. And so we had those kinds of experiences that were, I think, important for a team, particularly for the young guys on the team, to understand that if you get behind, you can't panic, you keep fighting. So a lot of those kinds of things, I think, we're very positive, and overall, I think Mike's track record speaks for itself, and he's one of the best coaches in the league, and we're glad he's our coach.
You know, last year at this time, the situation with your quarterback was that he was not prepared to commit to the 2017 season. This year, where we are, is that pretty much immediately after the loss in the playoffs to the Jacksonville Jaguars, he said he was committed to 2018, and then subsequently even said maybe he'd like to play for three more years. How do you view that situation? Did you believe him then? Do you believe him now? And how do you proceed with that whole situation?
Well, certainly last season I thought was in part element of frustration from the way the game, that last game unfolded. I'm glad he feels good about the future. His level of play, I think, certainly suggests that he can keep going for a few more years. And I had a good conversation with him at the end of the season where, he said that. He would like to play three or four more years. So, we're excited to hear that. And that's, an important piece of the puzzle, obviously, for the next few years.
Just like last offseason when we talked about Ben, Le'Veon Bell's name comes up once again. He told reporters at the Pro Bowl that he thought contract talks were in a good place right now. What are the options in terms of a long-term deal, the franchise tag, or are all options on the table with him?
Well, we'd like to do a long-term deal, and that's certainly what we're focused on now. And I think he has said the same thing, so I think everybody wants to get to the same place if we can. Obviously, it takes both sides coming to a meeting of the minds to get it done, and so we'll see how it unfolds. A lot of times these things go up to the last minute, and so I wouldn't be surprised if that's the way it goes.
One of the things that happened in terms of personnel late in the regular season was when the team had to create a roster spot to add Marcus Gilbert to the active roster after his suspension was over, James Harrison was released. How did you view that at that time? And looking back on it, how do you see that whole situation?
You know, when you look at the big picture, obviously you'd rather a player like James, who had the kind of career he had with us, to have it end a different way. And so from that standpoint, it's disappointing. I was hopeful that he could come in and make a bigger contribution for us this year, and it didn't happen, and winds up in New England. So, like I said, not the way you would hope for that to develop.
We know that Ryan Shazier is kind of handling his medical updates through social media, but last night at the Penguins game, standing ovation for him, he had a chance to stand in front of the crowd. Has he been around the building, and what do you anticipate in terms of his involvement with the team next season?
Well, you know, just Ryan's been an inspiration, I think, to everybody that he's been around, and the attitude that he's at in terms of his rehabilitation. He's just, like I say, he's an inspiration. And so, you know, he's going to be part of the team one way or the other, and he's still working hard in his rehab. I don't think anybody's putting any ceiling on where he might go. But you know, I know he'll be making a contribution to the team in 2018 in some fashion, and we're glad that he's in the building on a regular basis now.
We've been kept up with Ryan's progress through his social media accounts, and certainly it has been an interesting season in terms of social media. How do you view that whole situation? Is it something that you know, as management, you feel that you can and should control in terms of what your players are doing on social media? Or is it a situation where they're adults, this is America, there it is?
Well, it's, you know, I guess there are times when you look at the social media can be a blessing and a curse. I tend to think of it as more of a blessing in the sense that, you know, our fans love to interact with the players and gives them an opportunity to really get up close and personal with them at times. Certainly, I think it requires a little bit of training or direction, you know, it's a brand new world. There's no turning back now, so we just have to be able to adjust and provide some direction when necessary.
Lastly, Art, in terms of coaching changes, Randy Fichtner's in a new position. Mike Munchak decided to stay. There have been some departures. What impact will these coaching changes have on next season?
You know, on the offensive staff, really not too much turnover. Randy steps into the offensive coordinator role, and I think the continuity there is important. You know, we don't have to, you know, learn a new playbook or new terminology, and I think our players always appreciate that. So we just hope to build on you know, we had one of the best offenses in the league, and hopefully we'll continue to build on that. On the defensive side, you know, we you know, have some changes there and some areas we want to improve on. But by and large, I think the coaching staff will be largely intact, so pretty much continuity there, and just really trying to build on what we have in place now.
All right. Well, as always, we thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
All right, for our Steelers Nation Unite members, our keyword today is nation, so head to SteelersNationUnite.com and enter the keyword nation. Thanks so much for joining us. We will be back next week, Thursday at 4 p.m. We'll see you then.